Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummerbip Me, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional interests of beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, you mob? All ears here for your yarns. Let's go to Yotti Indy with World Turning. There it is. Ain't that the truth?
Signals, don't let me fall by the way. get on your mob. It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, Bush Tucker Bungie, to Delhi, brother. This is your Delhi program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yan, up strong. Delhi number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yan, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your Delhi program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. BBM Bumbabrib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying, Yan, up strong. You can also text the brother on that Delhi number, 0457140550. Otherwise, Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Looking at the headlines, news here, ABC News. Parliamentary Festival matters as we near the first federal election since the Voice of Parliament referendum. Rain is usually a welcome occurrence in the desert, but in late March when Rhoda Roberts' sister and her team were met with the downpour in Patui Alice Springs, they knew it would create problems. Roberts is a Bunjilung woman and the curator of the Panjama Festival, a 10-day Indigenous arts and cultural festival featuring more than 20 First Nation artists and 100 performers, which see Juruja, the McDonald Rangers, lit up with artwork. It was a mud bath out on the festival side, Roberts said. We just couldn't get the trucks in. They were getting bogged. But I think the greatest challenge that a lot of people won't know is, yes, rain is important for the desert country and it turns immediately green. But because the ranges are so green, it doesn't pick up colour in the lights. That would mean the festival known for its colourful lights without any light. So Roberts and her team adjusted their storyboard to use white lights against the dark backdrop of Juruja. It still worked and it's great, Roberts says. And despite the creative logistics challenge she faced in bringing the 10th annual festival to life, Roberts is excited to share the latest iteration of Parmaja. It brings a lot of clean and calming balm to the region, she says, and that balm feels all too necessary in the wake of a renewed focus on law and order, which disproportionately impacts Indigenous people. Since last year's territory election, more than 1% of the Northern Territory population is in prison and about 41% of those being held while on remand. And the Federal Opposition Northern Territory government have vowed to restore law and order in the NT and Alice Springs in particular. One of the first acts of the NT government was lower the minimum age of criminal responsibilities to just 10 years old. For the Arantia, the traditional owners of the Alice Springs, they are often viewed in media with old stereotypes and that they are all these problems. Robert says there's a lot of poverty in Alice Springs, but we didn't create the poverty. It was colonial occupation that created the poverty. An arts festival like Parmaja brings an economical benefit to the community of Alice Springs in terms of tourism and employment for artists and locals, but also brings something more, a different representation of Indigenous people. Parmaja gives us a chance to shift that narrative, Robert says. Non-Indigenous Australians see things from our lens. We need more of these festivals that bring Australians into our lives. So, yeah, food for thought there. So big shout-out, Ronald Roberts, and being flexible regarding Mother Nature. The spirits have spoken, gave us rain and green scenery, which made it hard for the light artwork. But she decided to run with the white lights, and there it is, operating outside the square, you could say. Have you saying, Yana Strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, welcome back to your daily program. National Talk Black, have your say, yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumber Bib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, so we've been yarning a lot since the beginning of the year with CIAF, Cairns Art Fair, kicking off again in July. And that's July 10 to 13 July, so date claimer, you mob. A fantastic Indigenous arts festival. And look, with that, inaugural CIAF Catapult recipient, we're going to talk to Sister Matilda Nona during her two-week artist residency in Cairns and working with print collaborator Deanne Damasha at Northside Studios. And that's happening. We've got the exhibition, Bupagoo, official opening at Northside Cairns this Saturday, 12th of April. So we're going to talk to Deadly Sister and I do have her on the line with me, Matilda, that's Nona, and she's here with me. Matilda, good morning. How are you? Hello,
good
Matilda.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good.
I'm very well.
Lovely. And before we start, Sister, let the mob know who your mob, where are you from?
I'm an Argan woman from Badu Island.
Represent by and big shout out to your mob there. Thank you very much, and congratulations, recipient of the inaugural CIAF Cairns Indigenous Art Fair Catapult recipient. So how dare you, yes. My sister, and you got a exhibition happening this Saturday, confirming yes. The pronunciation there, Bupagoo. Okay,
wo.
Lovely. Wool. Thank you very much.
Bupagoo means it's from the bush.
From the bush. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Lovely. So tell us about your journey. How long have you been an artist, Matilda?
This year will be 10 years.
10 years. Fantastic. And
first time for me to take my own journey.
Good, good.
I was with the Badu Art Center for the last 9.5 years.
Yes. Well,
and I decided to take the leap. And
take the leap. Spread your wings. Go fly.
Spread the wings.
Go look on top.
Go on my own solo journey now.
Good on you. Good on you. Sometimes can be very daunting, but the fact that you got 9, 10 years experience, hello, you know what I mean? It's time for you to be out there on your own and get your reputation out there and get your work out there. Just enjoy the journey, what I would say, my sister.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It was a bit scary going on my own.
Of course.
But yeah. With support from family and friends and everybody, CIAF. So,
wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, team effort. Team effort. I always make that yarn where I yarn for them. Like, you ever see a turtle sitting on a pole? Always remember, turtle never got there by itself. You see? So, like, the support, all people who succeed in life, no matter what field, there's always a team of people or a group of people supporting and helping them, directing them, guiding them, you know? So, good on you, and more power to you. And so, you got a launch happening this Saturday, and that's at the Northside Studios, hey, sister?
Why? I'm supposed to have the opening tonight.
Okay.
At Northside, but. Mm. With the rain and weather up here, so my flight got cancelled and I can't make it tonight. So just telling everyone this can come Saturday.
Come Saturday, look
you. Big and, yeah.
All right. Now, what time does it kick off on Saturday?
11 o'clock in the morning.
11 a.m. All right. Okay. And that's Northside Studios. And that's, where is that? North of Cairns? North Cairns?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Fantastic. I think on Abbott Street.
On Abbott Street.
So come, because this is different.
Yes.
I'm a printmaker, so I usually do lino prints or them in black and white. And for Bupagoo, I had to go crazy. I decided, because I love the bush and there's a lot of rock paintings and stuff like that on the island. So I've decided, I want to revive this rock painting,
beautiful,
you know?
Beautiful, beautiful.
Because all island people do rock painting too. Oh, and being a printmaker, I did think, how I go incorporate these natural ink ochres and turn them into inks. So I've managed that
good.
With the help of catapult from Kayap.
Yes.
Through that professional development, I'd done a 2 weeks workshop with Diane in Cairns at the Northside Printing Studio.
Yes.
So, and because I've been working with Diane in the last 9 years through Badu Art Center, and I've been talking to him about, oh, Diane, how can I get these natural colors? You know, I want to print my works in my natural colors of Badu. You know, I want to be different. I want to stand out. And
so you had a vision already, my sister.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
good.
When the catapult did come through and I did get it, and then they asked me who I wanted to do the professional development with, and I said, oh, I want to do it with Diane.
Yeah, beautiful.
To be already start experiment on
the relationship was there, the friendship and the business relationship was there. Yeah.
Yeah, we just had to fulfill it now. And
exactly.
Yeah, and we've got some nice works out of it.
Good.
Some nice earthly colors and my own charcoal black.
Yeah.
So I've named all my inks.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all signature inks, and I want to continue working with these inks and, yeah, and paint with them probably.
Wow. Well, you saw me, Mipla, all storytellers, you know?
Yeah.
And when you looked at vision, well, some of your ancestors blew you, we make a yarn from the other side too. For push your goal. Must. So here you are, to Dead League, and congratulations.
Yeah.
And look, do enjoy that journey. And so with the launch happening here, then are you then still a part of KIF in July, are you not?
Yeah, so when I do the professional development, I had 6 months to create work. So with my autistic mind, I just go crazy and then
cool.
I create carve.
Yes.
One too many works there.
Yes.
Because I, you know, better to have more.
Full
than
speed,
have
full
less
speed.
Wow, well, one speed, if you want speed. And as you got down, there was plenty works there, so enough
good.
For the exhibition. And
yes.
Then they offered me if I wanted a show, you know, show the rest of the works at KIF. Yeah, in July.
Yep, beautiful.
So the
beautiful.
Ones that's going to be showcased at KIF, they're more working with the commercial inks now, and they are mono prints. They're not actual lino prints. So it's kind of working with colors, which, I'm more like natural colors, not commercial colors.
Deadly. Yep.
Yeah.
Natural is best. And when you look where you're coming from, 9 years with the Badu Art Center up there, and the work that you're doing now you've got this exhibition happening. Which way, whether you like it or not, you're now paving the way for other brothers and sisters where Badu Island or from the Torres Straits or whoever, you know what I mean? And and which way that yarn, the mob must be proud of you, Pumley must be proud?
Oh, yes, they are. That type of work I'm doing, one and for Mipla, because that's a ground Bobadu, them are colors and ink colors Bobadu. So if you're investing in my work, you're going to have a piece of Badu hanging in your house,
beautiful.
You can feel Badu, the ground, the colorful mangrove, the colors for the plants. Yeah, it's
deadly.
Was my aim,
Well, it's meant to be.
And when I do this kind of things, when I'm out in the bush,
something
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm there. I speak with my ancestors. I speak from the bush, and every time I go, there's something always comes up for me. And so Dempla guide me through this journey to Chile.
Well, congratulations, my sister, and all the best to you. So your launch happening this Saturday, 12th of April, Northside Print Studios here in Cairns and Gilmore, Cairns. So look, fantastic. Be strong, be proud, enjoy the journey. That's what it's all about. And be the best
you
can be, my sister. Good yarn with you. And big shout out to all your family there with Badu Island.
Wow. Just lastly, I'd like to thank the KIF team,
lovely.
Catapult, Northside, Arts Queensland, TSRA, everybody who's been aboard with me on this journey. And I
beautiful.
Will see everyone Saturday.
Fantastic, my sister. Well, all the best to you. Keep smiling. We'll yarn soon, sister. Yawo.
All right. Eso.
Yawo. Beautiful yarn. And that deadly sister is Matilda Nona. And Badu Island artist and creating innovative inks from the Torres Straits. Natural pigments, as she talked about her natural colours, so fantastic. And also became the inaugural KIF catapult recipient. during her 2 weeks artist residency in Cairns and working with print collaborator Diane Damasha at Northside Studios. And that's where the launch is happening for this exhibition this Saturday, 12th of April. So if you're in town or you got nothing on, check it out, you might, by all means. Now, the Colourful program is generously supported by the Queensland Government through Arts, Queensland's Arts Showcase program, QASP, and proudly sponsored by Fish Creative. So, look, fantastic team effort. Also, big shout out to KIAF, Kansas Digital Art Fair, allowing this space for a recipient under that program, Catapult. So fantastic. And don't forget, KIAF is happening 13 July this year at the Tanks, going back to where it originally started 16 years ago. So look, fantastic. Do check it out. See our mob in action with their beautiful artwork. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry, call in on 1-800-422-416. 98.7 FM, BBM.
Yeah, Waru, this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yan Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yan with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on New Dingee Country, BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen Yan Up Strong? Now, La Trobe University research project that aims to improve outcomes for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander mothers and babies has received $2.9 million in federal government funding. Led jointly by La Trobe's Professor Della Foster from the Judith Lumley Centre in the collaboration with community elder Anigina Bundle. The research team will work with a number of communities in Victoria to implement and expand culturally safe continuity of care for women having an Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander baby. This project builds on the work La Trobe has previously undertaken with the Victorian Aboriginal Community-Controlled Health Organisation, that's VACHO, and three major hospitals to develop its care model, which links women with the same midwife who cares for them throughout their pregnancy, birth and postpartum period. So with that, I'm going to catch up again now with Professor Della Foster from the Judith Lumley Centre at La Trobe University. And we have Professor Della on the line. Good morning, Professor Della. How are you?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you.
Good, thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a team effort, a fantastic opportunity here when we're talking about money. Money's a tool in the federal government, giving that funding, $2.9 million for this research support. Fantastic for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander mothers and babies. So it's a nice platform in regarding support and guiding our First Nation women having babies, yes?
Yeah, it's a way of making sure that women who are having a First Nations baby have access to sort of their own a midwife they get to know during pregnancy, especially who works in a small group of midwives who especially culturally sort of trained to make sure they provide appropriate care for these women and babies and families.
Well, yeah, I mean, having a baby, male talking, but it could be daunting for some women, thank you, you know, but in regards to a safe delivery, what have you. But we're talking about the cultural aspect side of it as well and feeling at ease when you've got a partner beside you, as in the midwife, knowing the partner and the midwife person, well, respect to the culture. That's a good ingredient, you could say.
It's a fantastic ingredient because traditionally, you know, for many years now, hospitals have been sort of places that women might, having a First Nations baby, might be scared to come to because there's been racism and that sort of stuff. So having someone beside them, like you say, like a partner who's with them on the journey, really can make a difference.
All right, fantastic. So funding for this research, what was the lead up to it and what was happening before this space? I mean, $2.9 million dollars at the table now, which makes it a solid foundation regarding platform. But where were we
it's
at
really
before
fantastic.
This?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it actually started like about 10 years ago. We did some work where we provided this continuity of midwife care, so this known midwife for women, for sort of low-risk women having a baby, and we really found it made a difference to sort of their outcomes. They had healthier babies, they were born at the right, you know, age and everything. Then we were sort of talking about this original research with, you know, talking about it everywhere. And some people from VACHO, the Victorian Aboriginal Controlled Health Organisation, were listening to us and they said, we want this for our mob as well.
Sure, yeah.
So then we actually got another grant, like about 10 years ago or something now, for $1.5 million. And we started this program and we did it at three big hospitals in Melbourne. And we went from six women having a First Nations baby during 3 years, you know, in the sort of years before, to 700 women in 3 years. And the outcomes were unbelievable, like, less babies who were lost, who died, less babies who were born early. The women were much happier. They were more likely to start breastfeeding. So much higher numbers of healthy babies. So then we thought to ourselves, we want to share this and spread it out further. Our aim really is that all women having a First Nations baby
across
in
the nation.
Victoria would have it. Yeah, would have this. So this new grant of nearly $3 million really makes a difference. It means we can spread it out to another 5, 6, 7, 8 hospitals in Victoria.
Beautiful.
You know, we can talk with local mob and get it right for their area, but we've got some money to get it going. And like you said, money is such an important sort of tool.
It is, yes. Well, the proof's in the pudding, pardon the pun, but here it is, you know, success with it all.
That's right.
Fantastic, you know. And then when we're talking about helping the mother-to-be, not only in the physical sense, mental, emotional, spiritual sense, you could say, in regard to the cultural connection. Midwives, are we talking First Nation midwives?
Yeah, well, when we first started, that's our aim, definitely, yes. So that they would be. In Victoria, when we started at our three hospitals, I think we had one First Nations midwife. Now, at the main hospital where we've done the work, the Royal Women's Hospital, we've got six midwives, three yes. of them, I think even maybe four, just recently, are First Nations. So four out of the six are First Nations. Beautiful. So, yes, we definitely sort of, part of the whole aim is that we sort of really increase the number of First Nations midwives in the system and definitely working in these models. And we like to try and help student midwives who are First Nations to also sort of come along and be part of, you know, do their clinical placements in these models where we can.
Well, exactly. Mm. And, well, we as First Nation people, we know, number one ingredient is black on black. So when you've got our mob working with our mob, with our patients, what have you, that is a strong foundation as well. But congratulations, to the funding, and thank you to the federal government for the funding. And it just creates a stronger foundation, a space to help Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander mothers and babies. So thank you very much, Professor Dalla.
Oh, thank you so much. And thanks so much.
We'll be in touch.
Thanks for having me.
You take care.
Okay, yeah, please do. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there, Professor Dalla Foster, her name is, from the Judith Lumley Centre at La Trobe University. And look, as I mentioned, the federal government are giving out funding for the research to support Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander mothers and babies and creating a good space as well, and having First Nation midwives at the table as well, and focus on increasing that space as well. So, fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yana Strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, from the bush. Warrumpi Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn, to yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, you mob too, Deadly. All right, Roundtable, a major success. Alice Springs Remote Food Security Roundtable. That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk to Brad Geddes, chaired the Roundtable, also chair of the Central Australian Committee of the Northern Territory Chamber of Commerce. And we have Brad on the line. Brad, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a Roundtable, major success. So is this an annual event that happens, Brad?
It's not. There has been roundtables previously to try to get the current government's policy up and running. But the concern probably was that there were a few stakeholders that haven't been involved previously, and this was a really good opportunity to get those stakeholders to the table.
Yes.
And it was well received by those in the room, and we're going to continue to connect those stakeholders into future discussions.
Well, pardon the pun, but cooking up a storm by the sounds of things, my friend.
they are cooking up a storm, but ultimately out in the community, we want to make sure that people have got access to cheap groceries yes. like we do in town. You know,
exactly.
And it's just so complex. You know, we've got the infrastructure network of getting out to communities in all parts of Australia is just so varied. You know, it's nice to have bitumen road and railways getting into our towns, but communities aren't that lucky.
Yeah, remote could be a drama sometimes, but as you said, with the railways and with the bitumen roads helps, you know, and flights and everything like so. So with the Alice Springs Remote Food Security Roundtable, how many people attended?
I think we had about 30 odd in the room.
Mm-hmm.
It was varied. We had people from in the supply chain networks.
Good.
We had transport operators, obviously, member for Lingiari, Marion Scrimger, and Senator Jacinta Price was in the room, and Outback Stores was represented through their CEO, Michael Borg, which was really good to hear from him with the things that Outback Stores are doing out in the community.
So it would have been some robust conversations. We're talking about, food prices, insecurity in remote Australia, all the above, you know, regarding some hot topics.
Yeah, 100%. We were lucky enough to have one guy from Wardy Store from Lake Nash, which is up on the Queensland Northern Territory border.
Yes.
And you know, he was saying that they've gone up to 16 weeks without having a truck coming to town. So, you know, securing access to food is really important for people who are very remote like that and face all sorts of challenges.
And Brad, we're talking about the 21st century. Here we sit, and we've still got dramas like so. It's disgusting in a first world country.
It's crazy. Like I've lived in the Northern Territory for 21 years, and you know we see roads cut off, you know, from cyclones and
floods.
You know, you hear a cyclone hit Gold Coast, and all of a sudden. The people on the eastern seaboard they're keen to talk about how we get our groceries when a category one hits the Gold Coast. But
exactly.
the reality is these things affect communities in the Northern Territory all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And but they jump to it in regard to being in a city or down south, but remotely it's still in the in tray it sits, you know.
Mate, it sits there, and you know we've been talking about these things for many years, and the government does have a policy, and we're not 100% sure that it's the right policy at this point in time.
Sure,
but we don't want to stop that from being a step in the right direction. You know, there are other people out there. The Queensland government has got a policy in the northern part of the state, I believe, where they offer a 20%. Discount at the point of sale.
Yes.
But you know, there's plenty of things that need to be considered and put on the table,
exactly.
As opposed to just having a few staple items that are equal to town prices. It needs to be something that's affordable across the board.
Well, Brad, if we're talking about government agencies or the government itself, would be state, federal, or what have you, making decisions, they should be at these tables. We were talking about round tables, hear it from grassroots, find out what the problems are, have the solution from the people, and then give the funds, the money, which is the tool, to create the space, you would think.
Yeah, and look, that was it was really great to have Marion Scrimger. She's, you know, the member for Lingiari, which covers, you know, the majority of the Northern Territory and all of remote Northern Territory. So it was great to have her there, and also, you know, Jacinta Price is the shadow Indigenous Affairs Minister, so she's well and truly across these matters. So, you know, it just so happens that there is an election coming up, but this isn't about the election.
No,
this
it
is
isn't.
About making sure that whoever's in power after May 3 has got the information from the people who are at that round table to get a robust policy that actually helps people living in remote communities.
Yep, so true. Brad, thank you for sharing, mate, and good luck with it all. Thank you, and big shout-out to the mob there. Fantastic, and we'll be in touch, Brad, and you take care, mate, eh?
Sounds great. Thanks, Trevor. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Diddly yarn there. Brad Gates, his name is, chaired the roundtable, also chair of the Central Australian Committee of Northern Territory Chamber of Commerce, and look, a very successful yarn. It was 30-odd people there from all avenues of the food industry as such, even transport. So very important, like you said, when there's cyclones or floods on, the people get cut off remotely, and then there's no help or support thereafter for a long time waiting. So it needs to be fixed up in this day and age, 21st century. Coming up to the time, we've got the news coming up via NERS very soon, so stay tuned for that. A couple of more messages and Trendy Travel sign up for today's program, your mob. National Talk Black, too deadly.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor. What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Trinity Trevor signing off for today's program. Thank you for your company, Mob. I'm back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. Thank you for your company. Big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this big island of ours. Thank you very much for the work that you do. And thank you, NERS, National Digital Radio Service, for the work you do and getting this program across the airways across the country. Fantastic. National Talk Black from Cairns here, Bummer Bripper Media, on your dingy country. And Trinity Trevor signing off. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We've got the news coming up very soon. Take care, you Mob. Too deadly.
Find a lover in a bummer that will never break your heart. So good to you, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. Ain't gonna tease ya, do things you never knew I'd do to ya. Straight from my heart, feel my love. No matter where you are the one for me. Well, it's a come, baby, here I come, come. You're undercover lover, not a bummer on the run. Don't mess with the rest, get distressed, my queen. I'll be your candidate lot, if you know what I mean. I saw you standing there with a smile like Cinderella. I wondered if you'd kick it with a fine young brother like me. So tell me, do I pass the test course? This bottle's coming at you above
man,
all the
rest. Man, I'm an Ali. Almore is gay. Curry alone. Kotaka mer karim. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I need you. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Man, I'm an Ali. Almore is gay. Curry alarm. Kotaka mer, kotaka mer karim. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Manali, Almore is gay, curry alarm. Kotaka mer curry. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I need you. My
my love, I need you. Honest, I do.
We trip all up, one name you make it. Girl, do you know the ball you kick him? I wanna take him, but him look Brazil. Him got face, so say six, so Brazil. Hey, no girl, are you no make it this kind? I go make the try him balla one time. Try him, look out, I might him go man. If him go look, you go make the get the eye. Call it, I try from kissy all kind, gama. I take him go, I say get the hand from ama. If I get a white one, I'm a no light. I'm on the thick skin, mask got black. I go get a black girl, I'm a okay. If I can't find the one, I'm a which way? What am I gonna do? I go stop this time. I'm a go lose it, hey, call him, I go lose your mind. I go kiss it, come away, you go look me dance. Bala, you can beat me, you got no sense. If I let go get now, don't try for beating me. Cause I go mother tell you, look at what I see. Find a lover in a bala that will never break your heart. So good to you, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. I gonna teach you, do things you never knew I. Come, baby, come, baby, here I come, come.